Well, folks, I'm alive. Woke up feeling like hell. I ran straight to Jim Stansel's favorite, McDonald's, and
sure.
Got a couple McGritties for no apparent reason other than doing, I guess, what was 3.5 hours last night. Finished the keg's gone. Floated the keg easy, you know. Heineken gives a good headache in the morning. Jim Stansel, welcome to the show. Sorry, I'm not as on fire as I was, obviously, last night.
No, we'll get there. We got plenty to discuss.
How are you doing, Bubs?
Oh, I'm just fine. Another historical Kings of Content is what they're calling us, deep in the streets. Obviously, I live in the streets, right. Not in my house like all these other clowns. And yes. The streets are talking. The streets are saying Kings of Content is what they're saying. We're back again. Constant content. I am a poor man, and I will be betting $1,000 on one roulette spin by the end of this show. So call your family and friends if you want to see a man. Boy, if I don't hit anything, I'm going to smash his computer probably.
Yeah, so I we talked before the show, and we hardly ever talk outside of doing the show. I told you I think it's a bad idea, and what's funny is I did tell my lady friend who's at work right now that what you had planned to do, and she goes, he's either going to be really happy or really angry. And I go, you're fucking 100% right about that. So that's probably what's going to – either you're going to be smashing computers or buying computers.
Put that on my tombstone. Really happy or really angry.
Never know what you're going to get with you.
Listen, I did come into a little bit of influx of money recently. I have a little – a bit of expendable cash. And I thought – and frankly, we have to blame Julio, who works diligently behind the scenes.
This is regular Julio, not white Julio.
Regular Julio. I did talk to white Julio the other day. Regular Julio threw that out there, half joking, a couple weeks ago that I should do a bet live on the air. And here we are. I was going to do it on SportsMass, but we're in the sports abyss, as we call it, as us athletes call it, between the Super Bowl and the start of the season.
Well,
so
season baseball, which I suck at betting on baseball. I've been getting pretty close. A couple 1-8s. I've sent you the stuff.
I saw the
basketball.
Apes.
I win most money betting basketball, and that's one game I never watch. I don't know what's going on. I just placed dumb bets, and a couple 1-8s last week, hilarious.
So yes, that we'll get to the momentous bet that nobody else is doing. Nobody else is doing this stuff around here, at least. Now you finished a keg live on the air last night. Speaking of nobody else is doing this,
well, here's the thing.
I called into the show?
No.
I called in. I was on the show for a bit.
No, I do not. I didn't remember Gina was on until, of course, Dr. Cash texted me. Shout out Vinny Cash. He texted and said, of course, you are the best MLC guest. So thank you, Vinny, for saying that. And he also said, I was laughing my ass off on your show when you were yelling at Gino. And I go, I guess Gino was on my show. I remember Lemmy coming on. I remember it started with Dr. Chow, and shortly after that, I mean, just memory just poof. I was also high on Adderall, so
nice.
That, you know, has a lot to do. That kept me up, kept me going. I did call my lady friend before it started. She was at work. She works, you know, on the weekend sometimes, and I said, "Listen, I came across this keg at the liquor store, and I'm going to drink the entire thing and go live until it ends." And that's exactly what happened. And a lot was said, and it was a fun fucking time. So if anybody has a problem with it, it's called constant content constantly being released, folks. Is anybody else buying kegs? Is
No.
anybody else drinking themselves? I mean, it got to the point where MLC was snipe streaming our show. I mean, does it get any better? Come on.
What else? Hey, listen, they need it. They need us at this point.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I woke up in the, you know, when you get real drunk and you don't remember shit, you wake up a little exact. What did I do? Did I say the wrong thing? What happened?
Yeah, the homos call it the Sunday scaries, I believe.
Right. So I went to Twitter, and turns out it was a pretty damn good show.
Goddamn good show.
Yeah, goddamn good show. And then a couple hours later, I go to our YouTube analytics, and I go, holy fuck, I was live for 3 hours and 45 minutes. What felt like 20 minutes was 3 hours and 45 minutes of nonsense. And,
But it was, you said it was fairly easy finishing that keg.
It was.
How many beers? Did you do the math? How many beers are in those?
It was
things?
It was 1.56 gallons of beer. Plus, I'd already had about 12 Budweisers before that. And yeah, it was fun, man. Good time. Yeah. You know, I'm going to turn the stupid chat off. Just looking at it. But what are you going to do?
And now you were. Did you go on MLC as well?
Well, they were snipe streaming, and somebody brought it. I think it was Quadfather brought it to my attention because he was on the show at the very end that Brennan had sent me the link. So they're snipe streaming our show, and I'm trying to find the link. It's hard to click on stuff when you're hammered. You look
sure.
Left, you know what I mean?
And, Chad knows.
Yeah, Chad knows well. Chad's a drunk, and you can tell when he's drunk. Very easy. And so, yeah, I went on MLC. I said some things that should have been said, and Brennan was having it at first, and then I guess he had enough of it. And I don't remember when I got thrown off, but I did say some bad words on MLC. I said the F word. I think I may have dropped one or two hard R's. That's why it took so long for the show. I think he just posted the show.
Well, you can say the F word now, thanks to Shane Gillis.
But apparently this was the quote everyone is up in arms about. So thank you, ACDC. They were giving me hell. And I said, yeah, I got to keg you pussies. So thank you.
Thank you, ACDC, for making note of that. Yeah, Kevin is there sipping his little wines and his little Jose Cuervos. And you're putting a whole keg down like a man. I mean, that is very Texas of you to do a whole keg. Everything is bigger in Texas, they say. Maybe perhaps not the pieces.
Well, I mean, what are you talking about? The what pieces are you talking about? Guns or the cocks?
Cocks. Because, always cocks.
Because if I remember correctly, Cabana King, who lives in Texas, sent a cock picture to your wifey, Miss Kelly.
Oh, don't get me started on her. We had
she said it was a long, nice piece.
Yeah, I'll kill her. I'll kill her. Right. We had a very hedonistic ask me anything the other day, by the way, with Kelly. What was that, yesterday? Is that, I don't even know. I can't even keep track. So much content coming out.
It was Friday.
Days.
I mean, a crazy amount of content. Like, I might even go live after this show.
Just keep going live.
I'll just stay live. Do 24 hours. Who cares?
You should get a bag of wine this time. Do a box of wine.
What's funny is I actually... That's hilarious. I actually did drink an entire bag of wine. My mom used to drink it all the time. And
sure.
There was a 2-for-1 deal going on. That was one of the drunkest I've ever gotten, was drinking the entire bag. Of course, we got the great Mario movie star fingernails. Oh. Yeah, we click at the same time.
Same time, same brain.
Mario rules. He said he was going to be tuning in. People want to know. People are interested in what happened on MLC because, listen, I don't like to toot my own horn, but I'll fucking say it right now. I am the best MLC guest. I mean, the show, it stinks without controversy. And
Bocchetti's been giving you a run for your money lately, I have to say.
Well, Bocchetti's always a classic because you got three other guys there to laugh. And
well, here's the thing, and I discussed this on the Compound pregame, which of course is on the Patreon, all of them every week. Even with Bocchetti, it took a lot of the low IQ super chatters like half of a show to figure out that the whole show is just you have to insult Bush. People were super chatting still about Chad and stuttering John and shit when you have Buschetti sitting there. Finally, they realized the whole point of Buschetti there is for people to insult him. So Buschetti will totally zing you, as he does. Mostly talk about your mother's snatch. But fucking hilarious. Yeah, it was shades of the Mean Caller days on Burning Bridges with Buschetti.
I mean, and I was one of those guys. I remember calling into Burning Bridges and telling Buschetti that he looked like Peter Griffin, and he got fucking mad. And my call was only overshadowed by, of course, the great and late Angry Caller, who called in right after my call. So
now, I like this comment here. I believe he's talking about my gambling consigliere, Victor. And he says, "My God, this guy is already annoying." Oh no, that says.
Oh no, that's the point. That's the point. Victor is annoying. Have you seen his background, folks? When he's not driving.
This is the only time. Listen, I'm headed to the trap again. How's the audio today? Is it good?
Oh
is
yeah. Oh, forgive me. I didn't know you hung out the trap when it's not football season.
Yeah. There's we've got a divorce. This is a big deal. So,
oh boy. Yeah, is it trap house related?
Oh, yeah, he's a roommate now. He's a roommate. Oh, so we're going over to help him get in. Yep. The trap.
So he's going to be living at the trap house?
That's correct. That is correct. He's moving into the trap. Yep.
So he's going to be trapping 7 days a week while you trap the rest.
It's an event. You know how a person turns of age 16, they have a bat mitzvah. Things like that. This is a coming of age story for this man. He's hated his life for so long, and we've heard about it at the trap. And finally, things have come to a head.
Now, what happened? What happened with the wife? Did the BBC get involved?
It's clearly the man's fault every time.
Every time.
Why would it be a woman's fault? And that's the most I could disclose at this point in time.
That's fine. Please give us the details so next weekend.
Yeah, what's on the docket? You know. What's on the agenda for today?
Massive party. He won't be able to speak English for, I don't know, another 8 weeks.
Now, will there be ladies of the night at this party?
Great question.
Of course.
there's a lot of things about the trap that are funny. Like the trap's owner, his parents, who are in their 70s, show up to every day.
Traps owner. That's a T-shirt. The trap owner.
Yeah, the traps. He's a kingpin. He's a massive. He's an angel.
I got a kingpin myself. Honestly,
he's a man of the people. And so we've got a whole trap situation. And so to answer your question, Stancil, yes, of course there will be randos. But we are men of a certain ilk, and we have money to get hotel rooms at the casino that's 15 minutes away. And while our hookers are extremely subpar, I mean, compared to a city hooker or even a Connecticut hooker,
hookers? I don't even know they had them here.
One, go to New Haven.
I live in New Haven.
I heard that there are hookers in New Haven. I don't know for a fact. Also, if you've ever been to Uncasville, that's for you can find hookers up there as well.
Now, Victor, I mean, you pretty much just gave it away that, you said the casino is within 15 minutes. By the way, Stancil, send the link to Gino, please. You said it's only 15 minutes away. And that you're telling us that you're going to the casino tonight. Now, are you going to be careful with your squadron money?
I am. Good news is I'm pretty much down to zero cash. I am cash poor, as they say.
Nice.
In the biz. Yeah, I'm OP cash poor. So I can't really hurt myself too much. I do have the ability to take cash advances on my credit cards. But we'll see what happens there.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit because you're a professional gambler. I like to consider myself a decent gambler, not at the casino, but online.
Sure.
The great Vinny Cash was going to join, who I gamble with. He's a professional gambler himself. Stancil here wants to put $1,000 on the roulette table. What are your thoughts, Victor? What should he play? I don't know what he wants yet, but I'll ask you first since the elder.
I love the bet. I love it. I love it. Red or black is a
Bet. I hate it. It's a terrible bet. Well, I like odd or even and play some corners.
If he likes, first off, I would prefer blackjack as opposed to roulette. But I love the bet and the idea that you're putting your life in fate's hands. In other words, no thinking about it, no strategy, really. That's the best odds on the table. let's see what happens.
Now, Cabana. Well, my plan is Cabana says it, black 11. Put it all in black.
Well, here's
11.
My plan. Here's the plan. It's one roulette spin for $1,000. It'll be live on this very show in just a little bit. I'm planning to put 500 on black, of course.
Okay.
And then I'm going to 500 on the field in denominations of 50. So 10 numbers on the field, $1,000 total.
Anytime I'm at the roulette table, and anyone who's gambled with me could attest to this, I always place a little bit of cash on number 36. So if you'd like to play that for me today, sir.
Possibly. Obviously, 23.
Cabana King wants black 11, so we'll place a little on 11.
All right. Well, I'm going to do 20. I always do 23, of course, obviously. Yeah. Black 11.
He's
36, I don't mind. That's Jerome Bettis's number. I play that. 35 was my high school lacrosse number, so that's four numbers there. I like a 3. That's five numbers. A 10 for my friend who's dead, J10, shout out. And that's six numbers there, and then maybe I'll just pick some randos. Cabana's throwing a 13, 26. Yeah, by all means, folks, put in I'm not saying I'll do it, but put it in the chat if you have any requests for numbers, and I'll.
I got to tell you what, I love this strategy. Yeah, I had a buddy. He's married now with kids, and he doesn't come to the trap. He lives in Louisiana. But when we go to Vegas, his move is he actually he sits at the bar the whole time, but he'll walk out of the bar, put $100 down on roulette, give me four quarters, and he puts it on numbers. He puts one on, you know, and if he hits something, the rest of the night, he's fucking sailing. But it's not a lot of money to put in play, and he just takes a swing, and then he comes back to the bar and keeps fucking drinking. That, to me, is a great way. If you're not a degenerate, it's a great way to live. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you said he's sailing, but he's not, because he's inside of a casino. You know, if he was winning money by gambling, he'd be on a sailboat, you know, a yacht.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I might own a sailboat before the day is done if things go well.
Right. I mean, people are. There's a lot of numbers coming through the chat. People really. Oh, see, yeah, even this guy Brian wants 33 black. He said he's seen it hit three times straight.
I like 33. That's Scottie Pippen.
My buddy used to
every
do a
number
cross
I
as
have
well.
To every number has to do with something, you know. Number three,
I know. Well, the only number I ever play at the roulette table is 36. I don't know why. I'm just attracted to it. It looks cool.
Funnier Ray, real quick, $5. What's up, clowns? Oh. Hey, Vic. So I guess Victor's not a clown.
I'm not
Fuck
a clown.
You, Funny Ray.
I am.
I know who the Funnier Ray is. Because it says T in the first. So thanks, Teamster Tim, for the $5. I appreciate it.
Not dead or in jail. There was a lot of concern.
No, it's funny to find out that Ray DeVito joined MLC last night and was, in fact, in Teamster Tim's apartment when Teamster Tim has told me multiple times that Ray is not welcome back at his apartment.
Wow. Send Teamster
By the way,
Tim
I could not be more disappointed to watch you drop off the screen and fucking Ray show up. That was heartbreaking to me.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. You know? I was yelling. Yeah.
Uh-oh. What was that, Victor?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please get in there. My God. What happened? Victor, can you tell us what happened there?
What was that?
It was just it's a pothole in Pittston.
That wasn't a pothole.
Here.
That looked like something.
You almost missed your turn.
I went into a pothole in the turn. We don't have good roads here, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
You got
to
be careful. I mean, I would. I would be lying if I said I wouldn't love to see you flip your car live on the show. Hopefully, no harm.
I'm not going
to
pull a Brandon's truck.
Well, I mean, it would be like the time that, you know, one of the first episodes of Tub Club when Victor joined and he happened to fall. Remember, he just fell down.
I'm aware of the situation.
We know.
I
mean,
I have ever had. Yes. Yeah.
Now, Decline Host says you hit a dog. Is that true?
Oh,
did you run a dog over?
I would have been celebrating.
No.
It's fucking, well,
I
not
a couple,
real dog.
I got
thought
a couple
you were talking
people
about
you
I thought you were talking about Pittston 1.
Right. That's what I would love to see that.
I'm driving through the hood right now in Pittston where
it doesn't look like
I see a lot of trees and no houses. Yeah, it doesn't look very hoodish.
These people don't really fix their houses much.
No homes. There's just woods. Oh, there's
You can't see them. They're like sit back, you know what I mean? It's not great. And then there's a tipsy turtle over here. That's not a great place to be.
So you're telling me the trap house is in the hood?
No. I'm helping my friend today. picking up supplies.
Yes, you're helping your friend. Yeah, so where are you on the road? You're picking up supplies right now?
I get by with a little help from my friends.
Please, yeah. No, we don't do, we don't sing.
Now, I mean, so here's how I know you're not really in the hood. Your sunroof is open. People don't typically drive with their sunroof open when they're in the hood.
Yeah, but I'm like 50 cents. I'm deep in the streets. And yes, I said
whoa.
Cents.
It is a beautiful day here in New England, I have to say.
You know, yeah, it's nice. I like your guys' area. I wish I could live there, but, you know.
Come on in. I got two couches.
I want a couch.
You got a king size, too.
Well, yeah, I got a king size. We'll go to Mohegan Sun. No problem. 40 minutes.
You guys can go head to feet like Willy Wonka with Ski Mask and his lady and Victor.
I'll go head to feet.
Yeah, come on, Vic. So Big Daddy Vic, you do think this is a good idea? Because I was expecting, as a professional gambler, I like to consider myself. I know you are. I've seen you at the tables. Sure. You think it's a good idea for him to bet $1,000 on the roulette table?
I prefer blackjack, but he's doing it online, right? So
yes,
you might as well. It's a terrible idea, but I love the idea of putting your life in Fate's hands. That's all it comes. I love that.
Well, that's what you live for, right? I mean, I'm half doing this for you, for the spirit of you, Victor. Putting big bets. I know Victor. I've seen Victor bet. I mean, this is a big bet for me. Perhaps not for you, Victor. Now, do you and your friends would piss on this $1,000?
Right. Yeah.
Well, all right. Disclosure: I just got back from Vegas, which is why I'm primarily broke right now. But
thanks
yeah,
for the invite. Course.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess my invite got lost in the mail. Trip. I tried to call you this morning, Victor. You didn't answer the phone. I guess
I was at lunch with, you know, some friends, and we were talking about this. Well, Eggs Benedict, as I always do.
How'd you pay for that?
There are credit cards involved.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what I was getting at. Thank you. So you got back from Vegas. Now you're broke, but you still think it's a good idea for him to throw $1,000.
But here's the thing. I love blackjack. I love cashing in for about $300 and seeing what I could do with it. And it's not uncommon to get to $600, $700 bets. You know what I mean?
Cabana King's right. I mean, if you love the idea so much, why don't you send Stancil a G and that he could put that G on the tables?
Sure, I'll look in my pocket and oh my god, I'm broke.
Yeah, anybody feel free. You could send it to my accountant at DaveD23 on Venmo, and I will immediately add that to the pool if you like. But you have to tell me, or else I won't see it because I don't have notifications on my phone because I'm an adult. Anywho, Victor, what notifications do you have on your phone?
None. I only allow text notifications for the little ones.
Wow. Text and calls. That's all that shows up on my phone.
Well, I saw on Twitter this morning, you were a little upset, Victor, about how many text messages I had.
That is a problem. Exactly.
I have over 1,000 unread texts because I have no notifications because I'm a grown man with an adult with a big piece that swings between my legs.
Jordan Peterson, clean your fucking house. All right, your phone is your house.
I'm with Victor on this. Huge red flag with people that have massive amounts of unread text messages.
Why? I mean, you said no notifications.
Just click them once and don't look at them.
Why? And if you don't want to talk to the person, block it, and then you'll never see them.
No, I only open the ones that are important from the guys.
That's the worst. I can't believe he's talking like this. This is unbelievable.
You're unbelievable. You almost hit over a dog.
You may have hit a dog or a
child. I almost hit a guardrail, but that's different.
That would have been classic.
Comedy.
I went into a grate. Yeah, that was a flood area. So whatever, it's not important. You guys don't care.
I do care about your well-being, because next time we're in AC, how are we going to stay in the most fabulous suite ever? Comedy Hack says, big return from Ski Mask host last night. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I was just drinking a keg, having a good time. Here's the fact, folks. Brennan can send me the link any fucking time. It's still going to be Ski Mask host, but he's afraid to do so because he knows I kill.
I could not be more upset that he put rape on right after you. That was the worst huge offense.
It's garbage.
Now I saw a tweet. I believe from this morning that not speak out of school here. Let me pull it up because I am a investigative reporter, as we all know. Ski Mask, you said. Well, yeah, it's something else we'll get to. You said, what did you say? What did you say about Stevie Lou this morning? Stevie Lou is a cancer. Now, what? That was 8 hours ago, so suppose it was. What is your problem with Stevie Lou? I thought you and Stevie Lou had a phone call and you're...
Well, I mean, here's the thing is that Stevie started coming
at me. You just hit another kid?
Yeah. This guy brings up a great point. Is guardrail a type of dog? I mean, are you all over the road? What's going on?
I have autopilot. I don't fucking... If I hit something, I hit something. Whatever. Tesla protects me.
No, I called Stevie this morning and I said, you know, what's going on? I mean, what is the beef? Because you were coming at me last night. He goes,
oh, he was. I was not aware of this.
So he goes, I'm pissed that you were talking about my wife. I said, yeah, the only reason I did that was you posted where I worked on Twitter. That wasn't cool.
Yeah, but isn't that from weeks ago?
It is. It's still the same beef. But I told him, I go, listen, we're still friends. We're always going to be friends. You know, let's just... Here's what I don't like to talk about, you know, and that's it. So I don't know what
else.
And
then you also.
I said he's a cancer because he just sticks around on MLC. He stinks. I mean, that's why I called him a cancer because he's on the show too much. Once a week, fine. But God damn, every day? Terrible.
And listen, I don't totally disagree, but it's also, you know, it's also not Stevie's fault. If Brennan sent him the link and he's free. You know, you got to talk to Brennan.
Why is he free? Is he not busy? And it is his fault because, listen, it's not the, like I said, Stevie's my friend. I don't care about him being on the show. It's just he's not funny on the show. So we're here because we wrap up MLC and we love the show. We need the show to be good. If the show's not good, we're going to talk about it no matter what.
The show's not good. I have to bet $1,000 on roulette and ruin
100%.
My life.
Absolutely. Right. I mean, David brings up a good point. He's just a terribly unfunny friend. I mean, what do you guys want me to do? No, Stevie is funny. He's not funny on MLC. I mean, he put out a video, I think it was last week, of him wearing a ski mask, the one I gave to him, and doing an impression of me. Listen, funny. I give credit where credit's due. It was hilarious. Melton tried to impress me. It stunk. Tukey,
I put Milton in a absolute. Puppet. I put him in a body bag and put him 10 feet underground because he's so fat this week after he. I mean, of all the. Not to cut you off and change subject, but of all the things to say, I forget even what I responded to about him. And he made the terrible misstep of saying. Could have gone any other way of insulting or talking shit, and he chose to go the way of "Have you seen your whole look?" And if we're going to talk about looks, you know, Milton is 700 pounds and lives in a basement and has a hunchback, and I would guess a small penis. And later that day, I'm sitting next to a beautiful, beautiful porn star, OnlyFans, by my dear friend Violet Brandini. Who I have her number right here. Text.
You guys had the same size tits, from what it looked like.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Texting has been going on behind the scenes with being violent.
I was hoping that you would lay some pipe because she.
Yeah, so I had to put onions in a body bag. He can have all his. He can have all his high schoolers and women, men, and all these cucks watch his show that like things that pop up on the screen and their names on pieces of paper. That's all great and all, but we know where the main vein is here, folks, and it's right.
Hey,
goddamn.
Speaking of main veins. Yes, main veins. What's going on with the piece size cabana? You got a new apartment?
Yeah, I got a new place.
You're only here because Kelly requested it, by the way.
Okay. Don't get canceled already beefing at me. You know, I don't need all that right now. But it's cool. I mean, got a new place, got a nice lounge. Victor looks like he's been going around the same block for about 20 minutes.
I'm dilly dying. I'm going to have to go pick something up in a second.
So, oh.
Are you picking up drugs?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No. Maybe.
Victor. Yeah. We all know Victor loves acid.
We're perfect.
Got a nice pool over there. Nice. You got a new TV from gambling with the boys. Now, here's the fun fact.
Maybe I'll get a new TV.
Yeah, my dad laughed at me because Cabana King cashed out his 15, and I simply just put mine right back to the table and lost. Now I have bare walls because my TV broke when I was on a bender a couple of weeks ago.
It just happened to break?
Yeah, it just broke by itself. No.
Chaps.
Not related to your bender, right?
Yeah, I mean, no.
Now I got a mounted 65-inch, you know, I mean.
You got a free TV from Gambling with the Boys, so you know a little bit about the gamblage. What are your thoughts on Jim Stansel here placing $1,000 on the roulette tables?
I think he was right on doing 500 on black, just to at least get it back if none of the other numbers hit, and then just split up 50s through. But I'd go, like I was posting in the comments, I would go from, you know, teens to 20s on your picks. Maybe drop one on a 2 or a 5.
Now, but, Victor, as a professional gambler, doesn't he sound a little bit silly by calling out the numbers before he even seeing how the table is spinning?
Well, again, it's roulette. It's digital, so none of this matters. You know what I mean? There's live dealer.
That's where you're going to play.
Maybe. Okay. You got to look at the numbers then. But also, it's... Yeah, roulette makes it a lot harder.
Here's the real bet, because I play a lot of live dealer. Here's the real bet that should be made. How about we place $1,000 bet on whether or not the live roulette dealer is African American or not?
The odds are going to be bad in one direction, buddy. I hate to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I'm pretty sure it's a 90% chance the dealer will be African American.
They want you to know that you're going to be robbed. So
yeah,
they work right there in Connecticut. They just have a big warehouse. I've been to it. They have a huge warehouse where they just spin these balls on film.
Yep. Yeah, I'm very interested in that. These live dealers.
It's right there in Stratford, Bubs.
I imagine they're just held like slaves, and they do like 10-hour shifts at a time, and then get to their cots for 2 hours, and then have to go back to spinning a wheel. Is that essentially what goes on?
Yes. What's annoying about it is they're only allowed to do 30-minute shifts at each table, but each dealer, they're all African American, is only able to play the game if you're good at spinning a ball. But when you start winning, they'll switch dealers. Just ask Vinny Cash. He knows.
Yeah. Beloved Chatter, just to go back, that's what spawned this all, by the way. I forgot. Yes, Milton was showing the Chad stealing the vodka video like it was some new thing. Did we or did we not play that well over a year ago?
1,000% we played it over a year ago.
I watched the show and I remember it.
Listen, we've been giving credit where credit's due. Chad's been great on MLC lately. I'll say it. I'll be the first one to say it. But when he started coming after myself and my girlfriend at the time's family, we put a guy in a jet plane to fight him. So, of course, we put out the video of him stealing vodka. Of course, we put out the reports. Go to SkiMaskCollective.com right now and buy a Chad's Charges t-shirt. It's still available, folks.
Get your R-Bud Ski Mask t-shirt while you're there
right.
as well.
That's R-Bud Dwyer, R-Bud Ski Mask.
I was Ski Mask last night drinking the keg, about to kill himself. Yeah, exactly.
Lots been going on with that. Now, Stanso, I do have something I need to talk to you about because someone brought it to my attention today, a couple of the fans. Not just one guy brought it, and I was like, whatever, I don't care.
Uh-oh, Victor's going to buy his drugs now.
Yep, he's going in.
I got to make a run, boys. I'll be back.
All right.
Go get the bag and get back in the car.
I'll be back.
Cabana, I don't know if you saw it, but he almost, I think he ran over a dog and almost missed his turn.
That's fucking bullshit. That's fucking fake news. Fake fucking news.
All right, now he's going to see the fellas. Be careful in there, man.
Yeah. All right, sweetie.
Let us know how big the cocks are. What's going on?
Yeah. And 100%.
So Kevin brought it to my attention. Of course, the great Kevin Brennan said that Tukey wants to do a show with us.
Right. I said, no,
only over my dead body. Now, the only reason I said that is because I know your feelings when it comes to puppets. And I back that up 100% because you've been nothing but loyal to me. However, if they want to do the show, I know it'll garnish a lot of views. However, I'm not doing it unless you do it.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll do whatever show.
You'll do a show with a puppet.
I'll do a show with a puppet. Sure. My whole thing. Listen, it's the same as all these other people. the Johns and vegetables and stuff. Go like whoever you want. Good for them for making content. My whole thing is I don't, just as many others, I don't think he brings anything to MLC is all. I don't particularly find it.
You're bringing up the same point I brought up earlier. All we've ever wanted is for MLC to be good. I mean, there was a reason this podcast started. Cabana and I did the first episode ever, calling Brennan a hack, and Cabana had the take that Gino was funnier than Kevin Brennan. And that was what started this whole thing. So all we ever want is for MLC to be good. So anyway, with puppets on there, how's the show good?
Why would we
bow down and do a show with a fucking puppet?
Of course.
Well, I'll give it. I'm also not a bitch. I'm not a bitch. I'm not gonna do this gay. Oh, I don't like him. I'll do a show with fucking anybody. I'll do a show with Hitler. Send Hitler the link.
I was waiting. Send Hitler the link now.
Obviously, he's gonna do a show with a puppet on there. I mean, come on.
Yeah, nope. But the Ski Mask host is what started all this puppet and nonsense bullshit. I was the first, and I'll be the last.
ACDC says, please no Tukey. Puppets are for pussies. And Lady Slug says, the puppet loves cum.
That's probably what Victor's doing right now. All right. So, Stancil, if you're in, I'm in. Kevin, somebody come.
Yeah, sure. Wait, whose show? Our show? Kevin's show?
No, Kevin's show. MLC. They want to have me, you, and Tukey on at the same time.
That's fine. What is he? I'm not going to go on there and be like, you suck. Just like I say on this show, I'm even keeled about it. I don't think the puppet brings much to MLC, and I don't watch him off of that.
By the way, Dalton Pruitt just sent me a message and asked if we could do his show tonight instead of March 10th.
Interesting. I was thinking about going to Casey's tonight, that's not impossible. Dalton is a god at the moment.
Dude, his tweets. First of all, go follow Dalton.
The master of memories.
One of his tweets was so funny. I sent it in a group text to my dad and Cabana. The one I overshot trying to suck my own dick and accidentally ate my own ass. I mean, it's just hilarious. There's nothing not funny about it.
I was at work in a meeting, and I pulled out my phone, and I read that text. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. And I started cracking up, and they're like, oh, something funny? And I'm like, no, everything's good, you know. Like, what are you looking at? Like, oh, sorry, my brother just accidentally ate his own ass.
I'm glad. So, all right. Well, we'll see. Keep your eyes out. Maybe we'll do Dalton Show. I would love to do Dalton Show, just a little short notice. But King Kong Ortiz I actually appreciate this. Tukey is creative, you have to admit. No, this is my whole point. It's the opposite. The opposite. Your whole gimmick is a puppet, so then you don't have to, like, be funny or do anything on top of it. That's kind of the whole thing, right? I could put on or be an orange or be a potato. That's like, then that's half your bit. And you just do the same voice anybody else can do, that the voice everybody learns to do at middle school. You know, like anybody can do it. It doesn't, none of it takes skill. So what are you actually talking about? What do you stand for? I don't know. I don't see any. Put it this way, as a professional, I don't see any depth to the character.
Right. There's no depth to the character. And what kind of happened was. Of course, when the Ski Mask host developed in April of 2020, we were the first. So people want to say, oh, isn't it the same thing as just putting a mask over? Look, I took my mask off last night on MLC, the only show I'll take the mask off on. People know what I look like. People know where I live. I give out my phone number. I don't care. It's not about that. The point is now you got vegetables. You got puppets. You got people trying to recreate something different. The whole point of putting the mask on was for people to watch my fucking show, because everyone and their mother had a podcast at the time, peak COVID or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And yeah, I gained some attention. So, of course, my show is called Ski Mask Collective. So what do you think I'm going to do? Just not wear a mask anymore? Of course, I still buy the mask. I got 1,000 masks right here. This one smells like a keg. You know what I mean?
Keg.
I just took this one out of the package about an hour ago.
Do you have instead of delivery, where you just get like one a week, and then
I do. Every 4 weeks, I get one delivered.
Yeah, it's just on.
Ogan, this is a new guy. Ogan, obviously with the chat. Those are Chad's drunk eyes right there in that picture.
Of course.
You were awesome yesterday, Ski. Fuck the haters, and you're 100% right. I killed on MLC, and I will continue to do so.
Now, what happened? You also posed. What happened? Lucas of the Bind apparently wants you to fight someone, and then
he wants me to fight him. He asked me for a boxing match. I didn't respond, and then he quickly responded by sending
can I read
more
can
power.
I read the text that he 100%
said?
Read you posted it, so it's public.
Yeah, it's public.
You were always a cunt. Then you were a Gino ball washer for a very long time. Then you got cucked by Stevie who and you think you're some sort of badass? Such a frail young man. Poor crack baby. And you just said lose some weight.
He's fat. I met him at the Secret Show. Him and Jim Grindel came to the Secret Show. Look, I'm not in the mood to box because I'm not angry at Luke at a Blind. You know, there's nothing for me to get angry. Do something to make me mad, and then maybe I'll box you. I'm not just going to box for what? I mean, and there's going to be any money involved? Where am I going to go? Where's the venue?
You got to be careful, too. I mean, if he's that fat, you know, he could have a heart attack just trying to get out there and beat your ass. And then
if you think he's fat, you should see his wife. Sorry, I had to say it.
Whoa.
Wife jokes.
I'm not the first one that posted it on Twitter, and I never did.
Mrs. Portland's getting antsy. She says, make the bed already, you pussy.
Yeah.
It's 41 minutes in. We'll make the bed around 50. Ski, I'll say again, was the best caller during the Burning Brennan days. When Compound Media meant something. Come on.
Remember when we used to sit in your truck and we just wait on hold for the longest to get on?
Dude, it was funny. When Shane made TMZ, it was like, they cut it off right when one of our calls was coming in because we'd call into a fair one. We'd just sit in the truck and just wait to get picked up because Drew or whoever, I think it was Drew at the time, would take forever to pick up the calls.
Yeah. And that was when Shane was on with, was it Tommy or something?
Yeah, Tommy Paul.
I called in and finally they answered the call and I just didn't know what the fuck to do. I just sat there and then I just like roasted him saying his shirt was too small for him and he flipped the fuck out.
Yeah. Yo, Tommy did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that call. That's a classic call. Yeah.
I didn't know what to say. I was like.
Well, because Tommy's very particular about his clothes.
Oh,
He cups his jeans and shit.
Like a well kept man.
Right.
White t shirt, trying to look all built all the time. And I immediately said that and it just set him off. And I was like, oh, here we go. Exactly.
I just wish it sucks, dude. I tried to. I wish somebody out there would comb through a Fair One and Burning Bridges and just make a compilation of all the calls.
You probably don't want that.
Well, I mean, who knows? It's me. It's just a call, you know.
Yeah, it's just a caller. Exactly.
It's just a phone call.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you do any Gillis ball washing this last week like everybody else on the planet?
Dude, all I did was my sister actually texted me and said she was watching Shane's special. And I said, I opened up for him when I first moved here at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And she goes, that's cool. I know she didn't believe me, but did I or did I not open for Shane Gillis?
This is fact. I remember. And lest we forget, since everybody on the planet has to point out their experience with Shane Gillis, at the infamous comedian, I think the first Comedians of the Compound that was at Westside Comedy Club that Brian McCarthy hosted, that Gino broke two microphones during the show, Kevin put on the cowboy hat, that infamous picture, and I was hanging in the back because I obviously was familiar with the Compound guys, and I actually forgot about this, but Shane was sitting next to me the whole time and we were just bullshitting, laughing at people. At the time, he was just, you know, a Compound guy who was a guest once a week. And a good comic, but
Cabana.
I totally forgot about that till this week.
Cabana can back me up on this. Do you remember the first time I told you about Shane Gillis? I think we still have the text. Do you remember what I said?
Yeah, you were laughing about, Dick being like a bowling pin.
No, I texted you. I said, this guy's gonna be huge. You go, I don't think he's funny at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just not a big fan of stand-up comedy in general.
I remember when I said, it was years ago, right before I split my head open, that's why I'm bald. I said, this guy's gonna be big, he's gonna be something. And you go, I don't think he's that funny. And I was like,
you
dude, I'm just running
into the side of the wall and busting open your head on a Shane Gillis joke. You're like, I just laughed so hard, I just ran into the wall, but you were fucking hammered.
No, I fell backwards, and I split the back of my head open and got 13 staples. That's why I'm balding.
Bowling pin dick.
Yeah, no, as soon as he said the word bowling pin dick, it was the funniest thing I ever heard, because I didn't know that anyone else experienced that, when your dick looks like a bowling pin.
A duck so pin, like, bowling? Duck pin?
Yeah, it just looks like a little, like, say after you beat off, about an hour later, your dick looks like a bowling pin. And when he said it, I just busted out laughing, because I thought I didn't know that anybody else, I thought it was something wrong with me. So I fell backwards laughing because I was on Xanax and drinking vodka. Classic.
And classic.
But it was all about
my head open on the edge of the drywall. And I called my stepdad. I think it was like 1 or 2 in the morning, maybe 3.
Yeah.
And I said, how much blood can a human being lose before he bleeds out? And my stepdad, to quote, he said, I'm on my way. Yeah. Knew exactly where I lived. Came, picked me up, took me to the hospital, and they stapled it right up.
But it's all about the bowling pin dick.
Dude, the bowling pin dick, that was the joke that I'd laughed at. But, I mean, obviously it was due to the Xanax and vodka. I mean, I wouldn't fall backwards. Just, you know, I was cleaning my house, actually, at the time. A lot of people saying the dude in the lower screen needs to go. Now, give us a way that to, you know, change his views, possibly, Cabana. I mean, you know, the idea of the show was your idea.
What, on gambling?
Ski Mask Collective was your idea.
Well, yeah. I mean, I could just leave you two if you want me to go. That's fine. I mean,
it's not me that wants you to go. It's a comment. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody by the name Nutshot. I mean, am I bothered? I don't really care. Do you want to come on the show, Nutshot? You want to talk about it?
Send him the link.
Nutshot, you want the link? I'll send you the link
I'm logging into DraftKings.
Log in. Let's get this bet rolling, folks. We're about to bet $1,000. That's right. Speaking of $1,000, listen, guys, it's getting to the point where I'm not even sure I want to keep this website open, because I got a couple of people working for me now. We used to have 20 people making these T-shirts, and now it's just 1 or 2 people that are left.
Yeah, go get some merch.
Seriously, guys.
All right, we're going over to I'm not doing the live dealer roulette, because I don't want to be.
You gotta go live dealer.
No, I don't want to be put under pressure to pick my numbers. I want to take my time.
Don't be a Mongo Bongo. Take your time, Bob. Listen, Chip Stanzel himself showed up in hot water with the shirt. And what did I text you, Stanzel? What did I text?
Great. What did you text me? I was too busy looking at pilots.
That shirt looks badass. Why not?
It is a bad. I wear it all the time. It really
don't
puts people
mongo,
in their place.
Don't be a mongo, bongo. Don't be a mongoloid by giving money to these other shows. Give money to us. We spend thousands on roulette tables.
What the hell is
that? Hey, man, he still loves Coke and talk. And you can get this T-shirt on SkinMaskCollective.com. Gym bag, folks. Get to the gym. Stop being a fat piece of shit like Luke and Abine. Luke and Abine, buy the gym bag so you can put your stuff in to go to the gym, you fat fuck. Jeez. Shout out little Lenny. Total Troopers, you made this. SkinMaskD. What do you guys do? Butt pills. Don't forget to stick pills in your ass, folks. Literally, put the pills in your ass. All right, you guys, to follow them. It's betting time. Get the music off. I forgot I'm producer and host.
All right, we have the board.
Where is Victor? We need some of the betting legends in here. We need Vinny Cash. Or...
2. All right, I'm loading it up now, folks. 500 now on black. Obviously, I'll show you before I spin it.
We need Vinny Cash to drop some numbers.
23.
I always did 36. Drop 30, on 36.
11.
How do I take this money off?
You got to clear the bet.
Oh, clear.
And
there we go. All right. Okay, here we go. So let's start over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 500.
Vinny Cash is in the chat, obviously watching. He says 27. Vinny wants 27. Gambling legend, gambling lord.
27. Okay. All right. So we got 500. We got 500 on black.
All right.
We're gonna put. I'm gonna put 50. I like this just in case. What do you think about putting 50, splitting 0 and double 0?
No.
Not the split. Put it on the split between the 1 and the 2 if you can.
One and the two.
Yeah, you could play corners. Corners is how you win money at roulette, people.
Yeah, but I want to win big if I'm going to win.
The Stevie Lou says if you win, he deserves his $13.99. Stevie, I'll send you your $13.99. Bob.
What were the number? 10. Here's the thing.
13.
36, I like.
11.
This is funny. Vinny, of course, is trying to confuse you by saying put 500 on red and 500 on black.
Yeah, then it's going to hit green.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. No one ever thinks about the green.
Yeah, I know. Well, it fucked us one time. We're like,
it did. Dude, yeah, it did blow.
It was easy money and it hit green. We had money on black and red.
Money on black and red. I think we were playing odds evens. Let's see, the lower halves. It's probably going to be 27, though. I could guess it's going to be in the 27s. David makes a good comment. David says, put it on 37. There is no 37 on the roulette table. Decline host has 17.
All right. We got I got three numbers left to pick. So far, we have 3, 9. 3, 9, 10, 23, 27, 35, 36.
17, somebody wants. I think Decline Host wants 17.
17?
Cabana King before he
two
called.
Two more
him.
Numbers. Oh, Cabana?
He wants 11.
11? I like that. Let's see.
Save the last one for yourself. I wish
last one for myself. I picked all most of my favorites. Let's go old 25, my dear friend 25. Chad. Okay. Now, let's see if I can get – probably impossible to get this focused.
Yeah, that's good. Did you spin?
No.
Just all right. The great Billy Wagner says, "Put a chip on $13.99."
There you go. Bet 1,000.
Somebody cut it, tweet it. That's funny. Billy Wagner. I know you're a legend. Make one of the funny videos about us owing Stevie Lou $13.99.
You see that? The bet is at 1,000, folks.
Okay, the bet is 1,000. Go ahead.
Are we ready?
5, 4.
Here we
Three,
go.
2, 1, spin. All right, folks. Let's see if Jim Stansel is going to be a happy man or an angry man. I mean, this changes decisions, guys. All right.
Spinning, I think.
All right. Ball is in the wheel. Jim Stansel, just keep the phone where it is. I'll let you know if you want or not. All right. Big balls, folks.
Is it doing it?
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of people. Hold on. We're zooming in on the wheel now. See what's going on.
I don't know
on.
If this is an animation.
I don't see any ball rolling.
Did it do it?
Did you click spin or no?
Oh, no, we did it. We won something.
What'd you win?
I won $800.
What'd you hit?
Yeah, what'd you hit?
I don't know. We hit three. We hit three, folks.
Whoever put three, thank you
we
so much.
We hit three. So we did three red. So we lost the black, but we made $800 on number three, folks.
Are you
there
up
you
or
have
down?
It. No one else is doing it. There it is. Hit number three. There it is. You can see the thing on top of the three, which is on top of my $50. See
so
that?
How much cash are you holding? Did you lose $200?
No, I'm up $800.
No.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Do you have $1,800 in the account because you lost the black? You lost. Right. Did you put $500 on black? You lost $500.
It doesn't matter. I bet $1,000. I had $1,000 on my DraftKings, and now I have $1,800.
Okay, good for you. Cash
so I made $800. So everybody else can go suck my fat Sicilian Polish cock. Daddy's going to go to the Foot Locker and be a real Sicilian, we'll say. And I'm just going to buy shoes. I'm going to buy a TV.
Oh, no. Fuck that. Let's get back in there. Call out.
Vinny Cash just texted me saying he'll send me $1,000 if we play Rockets live on air.
I'll put $100 on Rockets. How about that?
Yeah. All right. Vinny, send the cash. You know what to do. I know you're watching. Let me see if I can share the screen.
Rockets is, if you don't know what Rocket is, it's one of the most ridiculous games. A terrible, terrible game. I'm telling you, I'm going to jump out quick, though.
Maybe we'll just wrap it up. No, I'm going to wrap it up. Don't send it to me yet, Vinny. We'll gamble after the show. We'll wrap this up.
All right.
I mean, what a fucking awesome show. You're up? You're actually up. Nice.
I'm up. I'm cashing out. That's
cash
how you
out,
do it.
Bob.
Cash out. I'll leave $100 in there to play around with. But
yeah,
I am out. I am cashing out as we speak. Withdraw. And my bank account is linked, so this will be here in a matter of moments. Actually, I'll take out $1,750.
Yeah, leave a little cash in there for a little basketball.
Oh,
thing.
My God. Well, I'm going to Casey's tonight. Sorry, Dalton.
Oh, yeah, but you're happy because you just won $800. See, I came into this sad because I was expecting you to lose like I always do. Uh-oh, well, hold on. Let it
cash
rain.
Out $1,750.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow. Cash out $1,750. That's how you do it. That's a real podcast. And that's how you make content, you fucking F words.
Now, Jim Stancil, listen, that is how you make podcasts, but $1,700, that's not how you get king size. So I think you should go to the slots, go to the slot machine, see what's going on.
Well, that's Victor's purview. Next week, one of you should put $1,000. We should do this every week. We just put.
I'll share a screen with one of Vinny Cash and myself. We're up till 4:30 in the morning Friday night. I guess until Saturday morning. We were up almost 5,000 and quickly lost it when we got delirious and tired. So that's always fun.
I don't know why you'd stop at 1,700 when you can have 17,000 if you keep
playing. Right. If you go play the slots, I mean, you it's easy to double up.
Juggy, our dear, dear friend Juggy, who we got I know I keep saying it, but
shout out Juggy. I miss him.
Hung out with Juggy finally in the flesh. They're both busy. He's got a family now. Hopefully he's got a whole thing going on, but I hung out with him a couple weeks ago. Still, funniest person I've ever met. We got to get him on behind a microphone. Good shit, boys. Hopefully Marca has AAA.
Where is Marca? Somebody needs to call him.
He hasn't made it out of the trap yet.
Yeah, he hasn't. He's going to hang out at the trap. He's picking up the bag before he gets
He's getting the bag. He's getting the bag of cocaine, possibly
Molly.
He's
doing what Mr. Echo did not do in Utah.
He probably walked in with those sunglasses on, and they immediately didn't trust him. And they're like, all right.
ACDZ with a great point. Stancil always said money is gay. Phony hack.
Ooh. You know what? I mean,
I'm gay.
ACDC brought up a great point. By the way, we'll get to that gayness in just a second.
That's why I was trying to get rid of it, but I keep winning. I can't stop winning.
He brings
all over
up
the
a good
place.
Point. You got so happy you blew up Dalton Pruitt's podcast, which I've been consistently trying to book for us. You got so happy you want to go blow all your money at Casey's when you should just stay home and do the podcast.
Maybe I will. We'll see. I'm at the comedy.
Also says he's still waiting for the bag for Mr. Echo. Mr. Echo, do you remember that cabana? You were there. Mr. Echo never came back with the bag.
We waited. We waited.
And Vinny's still waiting for the bag itself. It's never going to show. It's never going
to
show.
He's been awake 6 days now, just trying to get more awake.
Yeah, I'm at the soccer ball comedy club all day and night, but hopefully I may be free by 10. I may not.
10 o'clock.
Really busy guy.
Got a Giannis Pappas was here this weekend. A fine
was
fellow.
He, good?
He was very good, very funny gentleman, very nice. He's a local guy. He's a Westchester guy.
Yeah.
He was with Sergio Chacon, who I met years ago when he was working with Berg, another good egg. So I'm deep in the streets.
So speaking of gay, I do want to get to this. We got 2 minutes left. We always count.
Yeah, because we don't do 4-hour shows here. We do real shows.
I mean,
shows.
I did last night because I was hammered. I wanted people to pop in.
Well, that's content. That's great content.
Right. It's constant content, constantly being released, folks. Hats available on the website, SkiMaskCollective.com. But you made a tweet that said, I used to just joke around about being gay, but it turns out everyone's gay. Listen, talking about and joking about being gay is funny. It's always funny.
Of course.
That's the thing. So what was the point of the tweet? Go ahead. I'll let you ramble.
Well, I don't know what's going on. Meek Mill's gay. Puff Daddy's gay. All these rappers, all these people I grew up listening to, I'm finding out are gay. Everybody I've ever loved is gay now. And my world is crashing down around dicks.
So it's just
what is going on with rap? All rappers are gay, I'm finding out.
It's raining cock. I mean, if you think about it, like you listen to these.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
wear an. I'm not going to get an umbrella if you know what I mean.
If you listen to some of these guys' songs and you think about them rapping about not a chick but a dude with big penises in a locker room, I mean, it all starts to ring true, truthfully.
Yeah, I was just, yeah, like I say, I always joke around.
I mean, Banana King's gay. He put it in the private chat.
Sure. I always quote unquote joke around. I wish I was gay, how life would be easier. Apparently, these rappers are all sucking and fucking. And I guess when you think about it, not surprising. You know, they're overcompensating about pretending to kill people and that sort of thing. When behind the scenes, they're tugging on PUDs.
You know, they're tugging on a lot of things, I can tell you that. I'm glad you won some money, Stencil. Good for you.
I'm very glad. If I lost that, I would have been in a bad, bad way. I know that's not a lot of money to most of these people, especially Victor and the great Vinnie Cash. By the way, Vinnie Cash, I brought it up on the AMA with Kelly the other day, if you haven't watched it. But Vinnie Cash sent me this beautiful mic, which has paid itself back in spades. No racial joke intended. But he also sent me a arm for this. And maybe I'm a mongoloid myself, but I cannot figure it just falls down and never stays where I put it. I see other people using the same product and don't see I have a problem. So somebody send me a tutorial on how to use the Shure microphone holder arm, because I guess I'm a Mongo Bongo.
Well, you might be a Mongo Bongo. By the way, folks, Mongo Bongo t-shirts available right now at SkiMaskCollective.com.
Flying off the shelves.
And Stan, so listen, if you love skiing, Vinnie Cash loves
I'm a great skier. I'm a double
right.
diamond.
So he lives right next to the mountains out there in Utah. So next time we go and have a good time, why don't you come with us? And we'll
yes,
you know,
yeah, I would love to. I brought this up. I don't know why you're saying it like you're just making it up. I was wondering where my invite was last time. I think I threw
well,
out
last,
a,
last
a
time
while
you flew
ago
down
inviting
to
me
more.
Out for a ski trip. Never happened. And so, yeah, I'm just here. Yeah.
Last time we flew there to do work, and we ended up getting hammered on July 4th.
What else did you do? Was it three strip clubs, one of them twice?
We did three strip clubs, one of them twice in one night.
Yeah,
Gash,
you guys just replaced like three tiles, didn't you? You didn't
We did the entire pool.
Not what Kevin Brennan says.
We did the entire pool, all the way around, every tile on the pool.
And didn't you push Vinny into the pool and leave him for dead on your way out?
No.
Probably, but no, I don't think it's a real thing. No, Vinny's still very much alive. We gamble all the time.
Yeah. Juggy says it looks like you have a GoPro on your penis, Cabana.
On his member.
Oh, confirm? Yeah, is that the way that you're filming?
I'm just
filming?
Using my iPhone. I don't usually do
use
this.
It
a,
use your
big
cock as a,
like you guys. Maybe
use your cock as a phone stand?
No, I'm just holding it. I don't know. I don't usually do this. It's like a fucking FaceTiming somebody. I mean, I don't get on all these shows like you guys, but
because we're stars.
Yeah, I'm not a big star like you guys. I apologize.
No,
I mean, you could be if you put more time and work into the effort of being a great.
Yeah,
podcaster.
I put time and work and make it a paycheck. I apologize.
I just made a paycheck just now.
Yeah. He just made what I make in 5 days on one spin.
I sent you $50 this morning. You immediately lost it.
Yeah, because you wanted to play with a phone because you're not humble enough to have a computer.
I'm not humble.
Listen,
enough.
Are you guys flirting again? I know you guys have sex. Like, look at each other's cocks. We've been over that. How weird that is.
No, we don't look. I mean, we don't mean to look, really. Never been any gayness. The gayest thing that ever happened, I guess, would be what happened? I made out with a chick, and I had no idea that she had previously blown you.
Yeah.
God. No, what are you talking about? You said you double-teamed a chick together.
Yeah, but that's not gay.
That's gay. That's very gay.
You're not looking at the other guy's penis when you're doing that.
It's well, the devil's threesome on top of a...
You've been in a shower with two other guys. Come on.
Yeah, that's pretty gay.
Hold on, is this guy? What does this guy want? What's this guy doing?
I don't know. Get him on the show. See what's going on.
Hold on. Let me. I think I'll be right back.
All right. We got a big be right back. Somebody's breaking in.
Be right back. He's about to go get butt fucked around the corner.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you know he's blowing a dude right now. That's why he wanted to end so soon, because he knew his appointment was right now.
Yeah, sorry, Domino. Can't pay for the fucking order, but I can.
Somebody send some super chats or, you know, maybe buy a t-shirt, SkiMaskCollector.com. We could use the money, folks, or I could. I mean, Stancil's rich as hell now. He just made $800, so I don't know what you guys want me to do.
chat, honestly. If they send a super chat, whoever sends it, if it's like a good amount of money, we'll just gamble with it and we'll give them a fair share. You know, we'll double what.
Well, you don't get the. If somebody sends a super chat right now, we wouldn't see it till April 21st.
That's fine. We'll do it April 21st. Just go ahead and send about.
Send a super chat as a test right now, of course, just
yes,
to see.
Let's see what's going on. And also, there's a Venmo at Ski Mask Host. If you
send that as well, sure.
Yeah, send some cash. We'll go. If somebody sends $500 right now, I'll go straight to the roulette table. Share screen. You guys can see us 100% blow it and have a good time doing it. That's it.
I'll give you something to blow. No, I'll be back at Compound on Tuesday. You know, I just keep ascending. Every time I think I've peaked, I just reach a new mountaintop, just like today where I
got a peak for you.
Got a peak. I got a mountaintop. I'll fucking do something. That doesn't make sense. I'll be at Compound 12:30-ish to Compound Stancil Live pregame. If you're not on the Patreon, that's the only way you get to see it if you're not watching live. All of them are on their library of me in the streets of New York City talking to strangers, and you never know who pops up. 1:30, the dump with Steve Conti and maybe Bobby. I still have no idea what's happening there. And 2:15, in hot water with Ski Mask friends Gino, who did text me back, by the way, Ski Mask.
Oh, yeah.
Because you told me to send the link. He says, watching but taking it easy today, my man.
Kelly P just texted me and said, can you PayPal her right now? Do you owe her some money?
Glad you won. You have my PayPal. I'm here living paycheck to paycheck and get paid next week. Maybe you could send me grocery monies for the week. I'll tell you what, Kelly, I won't send you money, but I will eat your ass like it's groceries, as the kids say.
Yeah, Huff Dilly, this is a new chatter. We got some new chatters after my great MLC debut comeback last night. Stancil, will you please, please tell the folks how good the merch is?
Soft as it gets. No Gildan. We don't do Gildan. That's Nobody Likes Onions bullshit crap. We do the canvas. We went to the warehouse, actually, and tested many samples before we rolled out this website. It's the softest. It's true to size. I wear a medium these days. I was pushing an XL just a couple years ago, like Lucas of the Bind. But I put in the work. I lost the weight, unlike Lucas of the Bind. And now I'm able to wear these beautiful, beautiful medium-sized T-shirts that are beautifully soft, butter soft, some would say. And they're all available at SkiMaskCollective.com, the best merch in podcasting. And Mongo Bongo shirts, Arbud Ski Mask shirts. If you want Ski Mask to kill himself, like many of you do, get this shirt.
Buy the shirt, folks, if you want me to kill myself. I mean, everything Stancil just said is true.
Also, the butt pill shirt in memory of Kelly P.
Butt pills. I mean, we've shown the merch, guys. I mean, it's very easy to type in instead of Pornhub, SkiMaskCollective.com.
Folks. No iron-on. It's screen-printed.
Cabana, would you like to fill us in about that piece of merch that you have there, sir?
Honestly, it fits very well. It's a canvas. It's soft material. This isn't the shit that you buy at Walmart. I can tell you that right now. I wear it all the time. I wear it to...
Well, you don't have to buy anything at Walmart anymore. You just run out with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly. But it's just great material, you know. It's what you want.
Yeah, that's from you and your upper deckers. Now, see Vinny Cass even popping in saying he wears his Lord Stancil shirt. And I got a call from Rickosaurus, who was wearing the Mongo Bongo shirt while out on the road.
I just repurchased that Lord Stancil shirt. I wore it on Compound the other week, as you saw. Beautiful shirt. Love, nice, bright white, super soft. I'm sending money out right now to everybody. I'm sending money to Ski Mask. I'm sending money. I mean, I spread it around. I'm a man of the people.
Yeah, I do the same thing, man. That's my problem.
I don't believe in communism, but I do like taking care of my people.
I know. Thanks for the $500 you just sent. It's real.
You got it. You got
it.
Oh,
I know. Now I know. I'll tell you after the chat, but I'm in the show. I know who AC/DC is. They're texting me right now. See what's going on. I got to figure out what's going on with Pruitt's show tonight. I don't want to do it without you, though, Stancil, because you are a representative of Ski Mask.
Of course. I'd be down to do it. I honestly don't know at this time if I can, of course. I had it in my phone. I did have it in my phone for
Vinny,
next week.
Vinny does bring up a great point, Stancil. Use the money for a new laptop. You know what I mean? Look. Wow, you didn't have to do that, Bubs. Come on. All right, it's fine.
Oh, I told you, I'm spreading it around. I got to send it to this
at Cabana King on Venmo.
Yeah,
you could send him a cut of yours.
I'll send him a little cut.
Yeah, come on.
I'll send him a cut.
I'm hurting over here.
If somebody super chats $100, I will send you $50.
Hold on. Let me see if I can. I'll log into the DraftKings right now and we'll get something going. See what's happening.
What are you getting going?
Let's just do it live.
Yeah, well, I just want to see if I can do it. That way, if they do super chat, it's ready to go. So just run the show for like 2 minutes. Let me see if I can get it pulled up here.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see. Kelly's begging for money now. God. These people just, hey, listen, when you hit it big, these people just come out of the woodwork.
When you're a winner, yeah, they just. It's like when you win the lottery. People you haven't heard from in years.
Yeah, I'm a whale. I'm the whale now. So now all these people from my past, they were watching the show. Oh my God. I didn't even get to this. Speaking of people from the past, guess who is here in person last night? The great Polly Castro.
Whoa, he's alive?
Legend.
Dude, Timmy's been asking me about him.
He wants to come on the show. Like, when are you going to have me on the fucking show? What the fuck's going on?
Dude, I text him. I send him messages. What the fuck, dude? I've been trying to get him on for a while.
All right, maybe next week. Castro. He's a legend.
He's a legend, first of all. One of the funniest people ever.
He carried us for a few weeks during the pandemic there. When he was on with Karen Feehan, she showed the collage he sent her. A mate riding his one wheel around town.
Let's see if this even work.
Remember when he said he was riding the one wheel for the troops?
Yeah, no, he was. And then he said he had sponsorships for the one wheel. Just so ridiculous. folks, if you don't, if you guys like to bet and you're in a state.
Oh, David GX5 says Mead and Fens are looking for handouts.
I don't know what happened to Fens. So you deleted Fens everything off YouTube.
Fens is back at church.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't want to say it over the air. But
what?
He's become a man of God. So
that's what's in. Church is back. Church is back. God is in now. All the cool kids. I don't know if you've been paying attention. It's cool to go to church now. It's like that's the new movement.
Yeah, but he went head first into it. He deleted his old YouTube, all the old shows, all the everything. I mean, I don't even see him on Twitter. A beautiful family, but I mean, God bless him.
Literally, God bless him. Listen, right. I have all my sacraments. I'm a Roman Catholic. Now, I may have disavowed a religious God at this stage of my life, but it doesn't mean I wasn't thrown out of CCD for my behavior, but still got my sacraments. That's a true story.
If you guys can you see the screen, folks? You guys can join this. This is sports on DraftKings. You could join our group.
Join our betting group.
We win regularly. I mean, look at this parlay tip pick right here.
Well, Huff Dealey says the MLC merch also looks like shit. Yeah, that's because Onions makes it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Brennan doesn't make his own shit.
Decline House, St. Paul Fens. God bless him. God bless. May the Lord be with him and peace be unto all of you. It is Sunday in Lent, after all. Hope nobody's eating meat this weekend. I may have had my meat eaten this morning.
I had two McGriddles this morning. Yeah, I was thinking about getting blown this morning, too.
So let's go ahead and you want to hit the slots? I mean, what's going on?
Are you going to place a bet to take us out or what?
Yeah, send me $50.
I did send you $50.
Not you. I need that 50.
Oh. All right. Well, is that it?
Well, I don't know. So you like that? You haven't gotten done listening to the MLC appearance.
I haven't even started. I am behind. As I said, again, you got to watch the Stancil pregames. They're all on the Patreon if you didn't watch them live. But I discussed it a bit. That's a problem. And again, obviously, we're here to critique and discuss Misery Loves Company at our core.
Always.
And I love the show, but just 3 hours, 4 hours, it's just too long. Every day, it's just – and I try – and I say this because I try to listen to every episode, but, you know, then I have three episodes in the queue, and I find myself just having to skip the last hour of these shows because I just don't have I got other podcasts I have to keep under my purview and stay on top of things.
We have a huge, you know, we have a catalog of guys we need to check out their podcast, see what's going on, just like people listen to ours, you know.
Right. I will today. I'll try to catch up. I just saw, what was it? Let's see. What's the name of the
I don't know. People are saying Ski Mask was on fire. People are saying, oh my God, best show of the year, guest of the year. So listen, I'm not tooting my own
horn. Toonatown.
Toonatown is the name of the show. And that's the way it should be named, exactly.
I went to Toonatown this morning, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, did you eat some ass? One lady, the one that I know?
I don't know. I got a whole harem of them now. Especially after this money. God, they're coming out of the woodwork.
Really? Kelly just texted me and said, I am owed and deserve money. She's coming out of the woodwork, and she lives in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's only been a half hour since I hit my huge $1,000 bet, and already these people are just, all right, here you go, Kelly. I'm sending you some money to shut you up. Jesus. I got all these. Look at these people. They just come out of nowhere. Literally, how do I change the amount? I don't want to send her that much.
Yeah, don't send her that. Yeah. Don't send her too much. Send her enough to make sure that she can get on a plane and come eat your ass.
Yeah,
Kelly, you will eat my ass.
Yeah. You need a chick that will really eat your ass. And I think that Kelly is all deserved. Because every time she calls me, all she wants to talk about is you. And
isn't she sweet?
Yeah, what a sweetheart.
Well, how come Kelly's not in the chat? If she's such a big fan, I probably shouldn't. She didn't even support the show. Is she even watching the show?
Obviously, yeah. She knows you won.
Well, she probably got, again, words travels fast.
It does, really.
She probably got word, all my little hoes talk to each other.
Now, David says, Finn's wants a donation for Christ.
Fenn's super chat just walked around with her wicker basket.
That's the show. Jesus.
That's the show. Call it the wicker basket. We'll leave it called as it is. All right.
I just heard Kelly's Cash App is Travis.
Just PayPal'd her. Jesus. How come she can't text me? She's begging you?
I don't know. My phone's going off. I'm the Ski Mask host. I am here to host the show, but she said that her Cash App is Travis Shack.
Jesus, 16. I got a fucking paragraph from her.
Oh, no wonder she's blowing me up with one-liners.
Jesus, she went to church today, she said. What has happened? Kelly, I'll call you right after.
She didn't go to church. She called me at like 9 o'clock this morning.
Why is she calling you? She didn't call me.
I don't know why she's calling me. Well, maybe I called her. I did call her, I think.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, I just told her, I just sent you money. Calm down. Women love when you tell them to calm down. That's for
women
sure.
Women love when you put them in their place. And tell
be careful. If she's at church, she's going to put it all back in that little bowl.
Ladies slug said church of cock, more like it.
Yeah, church of dick.
She's going to put it in the communion bowl.
Yeah, I wonder if her and Fenn's go to the same
all church. All your winnings go right to the communion bowl.
Right, yeah. If you send her money, bro, and she goes to church, she's going to put it all in the little bowl that they pass
around. D-Kind Host thinks Kelly's on drugs. She said she took shrooms too early today.
Call her. Let's see what's going on with the drug usage.
Let me give her a quick jingle.
Give her a quick jingle. Let's see what's going on with the. I want to see why she's blowing my phone up, which she knows I am the host of the show. I have work to do. She won't answer. She's you. I'm busy.
What's my phone ringing?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the show.
Why?
What are you all riled up about? Why? What kind of attitude? I sent you money.
You're on a fucking hit podcast.
Because you're begging for money.
No, I don't see any money. When did you send it?
I just sent it via PayPal. Jesus.
Okay, well, I'll look for it. Thank you. Appreciate it. But there's nothing there, but I will look for it.
Oh, and if there was something there, you'd be nice to me.
Now, what kind of drugs are you on, Kelly?
Money. How are you? How's work?
It was
fine.
Fine.
What kind of drugs are you on?
Ski Mask wants to know what drugs you're on.
Right now?
Yeah.
Xanax.
What is going on? All right.
That makes sense. That makes 100% sense why she wants money.
I had to take a Xanax.
You had to? All right. I'll call you.
Okay, bye.
Jesus. Oh.
That makes 100%.
I took a Xanax.
Victor just texted me. Literally say? Sitting in this guy's den waiting, straight out of Boogie Nights. So he Victor's just sitting alone in a trap house surrounded by drugs and alcohol that he can't do.
Come on, Vic.
Thanks for the invite again, Vic.
It's hilarious. Yeah, thanks for the invite, Victor. What the fuck happened?
Ski Mask killed it on MLC, says Stealth Cows.
Word is traveling, like you say. A lot of people saying I am the best. I'm the host of the year, and we'll see what's happening.
Lady Slug says Xanax and God sounds like major life problem. Ooh, yeah, I'll find out. Stevie has no sock.
No sack. He has no ball sack.
And David GX5 says, Sven said to wear more clothes if you want to get into heaven, Kelly.
Stop. I hate to laugh. Ball Fins is doing the right thing. It's funny, though.
Father Fens, they call him. All right. No, he's a dear, dear friend. I'm glad. Listen, everybody's happy. I won money. Ski Mask took the crown back of the MLC community yesterday. Also, the crown, the king of contents. Both of us, no offense to you, Commando. We're both here. The kings of content. That's it.
Constant content. Constantly being released, folks. Catch us maybe on Dalton Pruitt's show tonight. Maybe. Big podcast hopping. And we'll be there. Stancil, thanks for a great show. Cabana. Thank you for joining. I'll talk to you boys soon. Enjoy your winning, Stancil. You deserve it.
The money team. Here comes the money.